With camping enthusiasts across the state facing stiff competition for coveted campground spots in Michigan state parks and forests, our next guest has introduced a bill aimed at leveling the playing field. Under his proposal, Michigan residents would gain the advantage of reserving campground sites up to 2 weeks before non-residents. Joining us on the JR Morning Live line is Cam Cabot, Republican state representative serving Michigan's 106th district. Reverend Cabot, Representative Cabot, good morning.
Reverend, I think I'd rather be a reverend than a representative.
Preach to us about getting those campsites.
Hey, so what have you been hearing, though, from your constituents that made you decide to come up with this bill?
Well, you know, there's a perception that out-of-state visitors outnumber Michigan residents in our state parks and forest campgrounds, especially during peak outdoor recreation times, holidays, extended vacations, et cetera. And certainly during the pandemic, camping really started to peak. You know, the DNR can confirm that with their numbers of reservations, more private campgrounds, reservations have increased. So what we'd like to do is create a priority access to state park reservations for Michigan residents.
That sounds good, especially to campers within our midst. Our producer, Nick, would love it. Where are you in this bill?
Hopefully to get a committee hearing is where we're at on the bill right now. I'm hearing, I serve in the minority party, so it's sometimes difficult to get things across the finish line. However, I'm hearing some good things from the majority leadership that they might give this bill a hearing.
For the record, our board operator, Jason, also interested in this bill.
Yeah, and in fact, Nick has suggested that he would vote for you for president. Just saying.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate that. I talked with Nick for a little bit about this.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of Michiganders that have had that frustration of calling 6 months out and finding out that, the campsite that's one of the most sought after is already booked out. I got to ask you, though, no bill like this comes without costs. Obviously, if there are more in-state campers, and granted, they're paying for these campsites with their tax dollars, but doesn't it also shut off the spigot to some degree or slow the flow of out-state tax dollars coming into Michigan? Isn't there a cost to that?
Two parts to that there. The bill is anticipated to have no effects or costs on revenues for the DNR because those are still going to fit. And believe it or not, out-of-state visitors pay the same cost as Michigan residents. We do not charge out-of-state visitors more for a campground than we do Michigan residents.
No, but they spend out-of-state dollars with our retailers for gasoline, for food. They bring in business.
Just because they can't stay in state parks doesn't mean we don't welcome them into our state. There are many beautiful private campgrounds that they can go to.
Sure.
And it only and you know what? They can have the back lot. They might not get the premier lot now, but our tax dollars pay for those state parks. And I think Michigan residents should have priority access first.
I definitely agree. Are there any other initiatives or plans that you're considering to improve access to the state parks and the camping facilities?
Not that I'm working on myself.
And how are your fellow lawmakers feeling about this? I mean, it was a Representative Lori Pahutsky who said she had an issue about the effectiveness of the bill. What's that about?
Well, that's it. I think she's turned around a little bit on that, saying that we're going to get a hearing. She's worried about just some of those things that you brought in, that maybe folks from Ohio and Indiana and other Midwesterners may not come into Michigan. I doubt that to happen. I know the Michigan Campground Association is supportive of this bill because they feel that they will get people that might not have gone into a state park might come into a private campground. And we have a lot of private campgrounds. State parks aren't the only place to camp in the state of Michigan. Although they're some of the most beautiful, the DNR oversees over 70 campgrounds in state parks. But there's hundreds of private campgrounds.
Was there official research on the number of people getting boxed out, if you will, from these campgrounds?
Yeah. It's a relatively small amount. Oh, of the people who...
From Michiganders who couldn't find spots.
No, I don't know how to chart the people who can't get into the system.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, anecdotally,
you
got to be hearing from some constituents that have told you their tale of woe of getting a reservation.
Absolutely. You know, and that, hence that's why we have the bill to give Michiganders priority access. You know, I hate to say it like this, but I don't represent people from Ohio. I represent people from Michigan.
I know that's right.
You know, Michiganders are they want this. They want access to their state parks during prime peak season. And there's a perception that they're not getting that.
There's a bit of an anti-Buckeye tone to your voice there, Mr. Cavett.
He's fine with it. He owns it.
I represent Northeast Michigan. A lot of them come up here, and they're welcome to. And I encourage everybody to, you know, go to MIDNRreservations.com today and start making reservations. You know, this isn't anti-DNR. This isn't anti-out-of-state people. This is pro-Michigander.
And our campsites are great. Have there been, you know, updated improvements? Are there always being updated improvements at our campsites?
Continuously. I know I have 8 state parks in my district.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheboygan State Park, the campground was closed last year, so they could do new plumbing and electrical updates. As some of these RVs, you know, they have microwaves and internet and television and all these. They use a lot more electricity than some of our antiquated campgrounds weren't able to provide. The DNR is diligently put into the campground resource. They recognize that this is an economic driver for a lot of our rural communities.
I just got the thing in the mail. Do I want the recreation passport, you know, to get into the state park?
Sure, absolutely. It's worth it. Get it on your license plate.
Representative Cavett, while we've got you here, you represent one of the most beautiful areas in the state of Michigan, and I know that you're relying a lot up there on a winter business. This is a really mild winter. How did your constituents fare? Those businesses that require snow.
Sure, not well, to be honest with you. And I was impressed that the governor, you know, she's trying to do something about that. And, you know, I didn't have to pay for snow removal this year. That's great. But the guy who counts on me paying him for snow removal wasn't able to make truck payments and house payments and things like that.
Right.
So, you know, it's not just the large industries like ski resorts. It all goes down to the guy who's got a contract to push out the local shopping complex. Wasn't able to produce and pay on that equipment because no money's coming in this year.
No question. And we may be seeing lower lake levels as a result, and that's a whole other set of issues. We really appreciate your thoughtfulness with this. We'll look and see if it gets the hearing, and it'll be interesting to hear the testimony once that comes about. Cam Cavett, we appreciate your time.
Thank you all. I appreciate you having me on today.
All right. When we come back, the latest on the bridge collapse up in Baltimore and much more on JR Morning.